It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. We are LA's FM talk station. Filling in for the vacationing Tim Conway Jr., who will be back on Monday, is slamming Sammy Phillips, man.
Yeah, hotter now than ever before.
I love the rain outside. Have you seen? It's pouring outside. Did you look out the window during the break?
No, I did not, but I drove through it on my way here. Mm. I think it sucks.
Oh.
I hate it.
I love the rain.
I can't stand it.
I'm just going to sleep with the rain. I might open the window, let some of the rain fall in.
I mean, that's all nice, but people don't know how to drive in the rain. It's very annoying.
Yeah, people, I mean, I grew up in New York, and I know people say, oh,
Same here.
You know, people who are LA natives get kind of weird about this, but it is true. People from back east are better drivers in bad weather.
Yes, we have elements. We have seasonal changes. We have snowstorms and sleet storms.
Yeah, like guys from the Midwest, like Jack Silver, our program director, is from Chicago. He's a better driver in the rain than I'm sure a guy who grew up in Studio City is.
I would have to agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, it would just seem logical that it would be that way.
Put some headphones on, bitch.
All right.
Oh, I love our boss.
Coming up at 10 o'clock, we have I had a stroke.
I was just going to say, did you just suffer a mini stroke?
No, at 3 this afternoon, I had a stroke.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did. It was a real quick one. And I hit the ground. The medics came over. They said, you're fine. You can go to work today. But you might have a recurrence in the next 12 hours. And that's what I think.
Oh, I thought they were going to say that you had altered judgment. Like, you didn't make the right choices after your stroke.
Okay. Let's clear the deck for just 1 second. I have to have a comment. I have a comment with Sam here. And I mean this. Between now and 11 o'clock is another hour and 56 minutes.
Ooh, I cannot wait. We're going to have so much fun.
If you're going to have toed and continue to reference the fact that I said you were hotter in the pictures from the 1990s than you are in the picture you took today. If this kind of if this whole vibe is going to continue like that pissed off chick vibe, is that going to continue until 11? Because tell me now, because if it
no.
is, oh, it's not, right?
No.
Okay, cool.
Oh no, we're way past that.
All right, so so you won't be there. Won't be a pissed off chick vibe in the room.
No, no, no.
Okay,
no.
Cool.
Unless I Gina, hump your leg.
Unless Gina walks in.
All right. No, Gina went to get went to let somebody in, but Robin's here with the news.
I do her with my strap on.
Ooh.
Easy, yes. Easy. Please.
Love Robin.
Robin, man.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And then my mace, I was like, no mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Robin.
Got I got some snow?
Yeah.
All right, Robin, what is going on?
A lot of ground to cover today. First of all, New York Senator Hillary Clinton was found reeling from defeat in Iowa at the hands of Barack Obama yesterday. Ms. Clinton said she was confused and dismayed by the negative reaction she received, and we have a clip from her recent rally, H34.
Unlike Mr. Edwards and Mr. Obama, I relate to you people of Middle America. I embrace your lifestyle choices. For example, I embrace that you are all inbred hill people that married your cousins. I embrace that none of you have passed the third grade. And most importantly, I embrace the fact that the farthest any of you have been out of Iowa is to the county line to buy beer on a Sunday. You are the backbone of America, and to you I say... Who threw that? Why are you people turning on me? I love your simple backwoods ways.
Hill people.
She's so complimentary.
Yeah, well, she's she had no business in there. You know, she doesn't know anything about those people. Although I think she'd be, she'd probably be a decent president. But, watching her give speeches and everything, it makes you.
I really like that bill.
Her husband?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It'd be nice to have him back in the White
Thank
House.
Thank you.
Yeah, that would be cool. What else is happening, Robin?
Well, Southern California radio personality Al Rantel received a cryptic call on his show today.
Oh.
That left him almost speechless. And we have exclusive audio of this awkward conversation. 8:31.
I'm Sharon Dale. Now the Al Rantel Show on 790 KABC. Talk radio with passion.
Oh, this is the Al Rantel Show on 790 Talk Radio KABC, Talk Radio with Passion. Give us a call at 1-800-222-KABC. And we're talking about the Iowa caucus. Hillary Clinton lost. Barack Obama won. What do you think about the Iowa caucus? 1-800-222-KABC.
All right.
Oh, we're going to go to Spencer on the 5 Freeway. You're on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hi, Al.
Hi.
All right.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Spencer. What do you think about the Iowa caucus?
Oh, Al, I got a I got an Iowa caucus for you.
All right.
Let me tell you. Right.
Very good. Got it.
I listen to your show all the time, and I just got to tell you that, man, I love your show, and I love you specifically.
Oh.
And your opinions and everything are just right up my alley.
Oh, thank you very much.
I guess.
And what do you think about the Iowa caucus?
Al's my friend.
Well, I told you. I got an Iowa caucus for you, Al.
Got it.
I'd like to take you out to dinner one night.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, I don't know if we could do that.
All right, Robin.
Well, you know, it could be a you could choose the restaurant. It could be a restaurant.
Sure. You know, you want to go, you know, take me to a restaurant. You're running around, little dum-dum. But no,
turn
I
got
to do my show here.
Al, we could get a good drink afterwards, and we can go see a movie.
Why didn't you ask me to do the Al Rantel?
Oh, sure. You just want to run around with
me. I had 10 minutes. I could
have
done it.
Have a gay old time. Yeah.
Turn it off. He's my friend. Robin, what else is going on?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Give me your number, man.
What else?
You can call me at 1-800-222-KABC. It's Al Rantel Show. Oh.
Go ahead, Robin. I was here. I had 10 minutes. I mean, I could, you know.
Oh.
That wasn't a half bad. You're way better.
No, his was pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Yours is way better.
No, his was. Oh, I like when he. Oh, no. Look, no, don't be stupid. Come on. Now I'm going to get an email from him, which I'll have to respond to. You know, so, you know, just try to make my life a little bit easier. Robin, is there anything else going on?
Oh, yes.
I don't like to spend the weekend, you know, sending emails, you know, apologizing for everything I did.
Pissed off friends of
yours.
No,
I spend Saturday and Sunday apologizing for Monday through Friday. Basically, that's how it goes. What else is going on in the news,
well,
Robin?
When the New Year's Eve carnage was over, a young party hostess was left with wine on her walls and vomit in her walkway, among other things.
That'd be a good country song. Wine on my walls and vomit in my walkway.
Vomit on my walkway.
Don't you think that'd be like a good Hank Williams Jr. song or something? Wine on my walls. Wine on my walls, like Billy Ray Cyrus. Wine on my walls would be a good country music song.
Miley can cover that.
Yeah.
Well, putting a modern twist on the post-party cleanup, the hostess emailed the entire guest list of photos of the damages and a written account of her grievances and a PayPal link for donations to a fund that would help cover her expenses. And we have audio of the video email she sent to the revelers, P31.
Hi, you guys. Just wanted to send you a little quick video message. Thank you so much for coming to my party. It was really, really fun. And I've seen some faces that I hadn't gotten to see in a while. And it was really, really wonderful. And thanks again. Oh, actually, there's one more thing. Whoever ended up taking a shit in my plants, could you please just go ahead and send me a check for $45? That should cover the new potting soil and everything. Thank you. And... oh, whoever painted my cat pink and then burnt her tail, just that singe off the top of her tail, you owe me about $100 for the vet, so you can just PayPal that to me or, you know, whatever's convenient. And, oh, by the way, whoever actually threw my great-grandmother's player piano into the pool, I actually need about $42,000 for that.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's pretty heavy. It was probably two people, so you should probably go in on that together. Otherwise, it was a really great time, and God, I can't wait to do it again next Mother's Day. Okay, bye!
Okay, she's very chipper. Very chipper.
I'd be furious.
Bye!
I think she's trying to be pleasant.
Yeah, a sweet girl, you know, just dealing with an unfortunate circumstance. Robin, anything else going on this Friday night here?
Well, finally, a familiar voice from the station has a new public service announcement for those who have trouble sleeping. And we have a clip from the new campaign, just unveiled this evening, J43.
I have disturbing news for all you third shifters out there in the world. Did you know that 35% of you are afflicted with insomnia? Insomnia is a serious disease that should not be ignored. The many hours of sleep that insomniacs lose each night can cause dizziness, confusion, and daytime hallucination. New studies show that insomnia is hereditary and therefore can produce an insomniac child. So if you're one of the third shifters that only tunes into our show when sleep is not an option, run, don't walk, to your doctor for a checkup. Remember, insomnia, it's nothing to lose sleep over.
This message brought to you by the Ad Council. Party people.
Okay. Well, it's a very sweet announcement. John is obviously making some outside money. That's good.
All right. Robin, is that about it?
That's what's happening.
All right,
that's
Robin,
some good
with
stuff.
The news.
Robin with the news.
I love when John does commercials.
John's a stud.
He really is.
I have an interesting email. Kind of came into the email box. Just I checked the email during the break last hour, and has a little to do with what kind of a little bit along the lines of what we were talking about on the air last hour.
So did that come into ConwayandWhitman.com?
Yeah, if you want to email us, you just go ConwayandWhitman.com. There's a link right there on our website, ConwayandWhitman.com, where you can email us, ConwayandWhitman.com.
You know, I have a question for you. The polls from future, from prior nights, are they listed on the site? Because I tried to find them.
I don't think you can find them.
Yeah.
I don't, that's a good question, but you can't find the old polls, right? No, they go away.
So it's just the current poll.
Right. They just, they pass on. The polls go away.
Do you have a poll on there now?
Yes, I believe there is a poll on there now. The poll on there now.
Yeah, it's, the results are right in front of you.
Right. Who's going to push Whitman over the edge of frustration? Tim, Jerry, Gina, or Randy?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah?
Jerry.
53% say
Jerry.
Oh
my gosh, really?
40% say Tim.
Nah, it's Jerry.
That's peculiar, though. Why?
Because
Brian and I love each other.
We do love each other.
He's always yelling at you, though. I don't hear him yelling at Tim. I hear him always yelling at you, Jerry.
Right, Tim and I have a passive-aggressive anger, kind of a cushion of anger between us. With Jerry, it's out. It's just out. It's all out there.
Yeah, I think it should be.
Right. Okay, Amy Fisher. Has anybody seen this sex tape? I want to talk to any dudes who have seen or any chicks who have seen Amy Fisher, the former Long Island Lolita. This is the girl who, you know, years ago went to prison. She was a teenager, and she was having a sexual relationship with Joey Buttafuoco. You remember that name, Joey Buttafuoco.
She's way hotter now.
And she shot his wife, Mary Jo Buttafuoco. She's now 33. She's written two books. She's a columnist on Long Island.
Wow.
And she is joining her husband trying to market a sex tape.
Everyone's making a sex tape.
She says, I always wanted to be number one at something, but I didn't think it would be something like this. Amy Fisher said that her husband had sold the sex tape to Red Light District Video of Los Angeles.
They made the One Night in Paris sex tape.
Right.
They made the Kim Kardashian and Ray J sex tape, I do believe.
Yeah, I've got a few of their products back at the house.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Amy Fisher said that back in August, because they weren't getting along, they were divorcing, her and her husband. That's when he sold the sex tape.
Snake.
They have since reconciled. They're back together. And instead of fighting it, Amy Fisher has accepted a six-figure payout rather than fight to have the video pulled off the internet. So has anybody seen that Amy Fisher sex tape?
Have you seen the Tonya Harding sex tape?
Yeah, that I saw.
You did?
Yeah, that was years ago, right?
Was it good?
Not really. No, no, no.
See, I thought the Paris one sucked.
You know, it's a good show, though, on the Playboy Channel. When they show the amateur videos, sometimes some of them are, you got to turn away. You have to turn the channel off.
Oh, you know who was really, really, really hot? I got a clip of it. Nicole Narain with Colin Farrell. Did you see that?
I did see that. She's beautiful.
Oh.
She's beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, she is very hot.
She was pretty good looking too.
She was Miss
Playboy.
Right.
She's a Playboy.
Very hot. 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. If you have seen the Amy Fisher sex tape, I'd like to get anybody's perspective on it.
Do you want to see it?
You know, I'm not sure yet because I don't know that she's hot.
I think, honestly, not to harken back to last hour, but I do think that she is prettier now. She didn't look that pretty when she shot Mary Jo in the face. She's definitely had some surgery. I think, you know, she's working out.
Nobody looks pretty shooting another person in the face.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, come on.
Very true.
520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Maybe you work in the porn business. God knows there's a couple of people who listen to this station who are...
who live in the Valley.
Who do work in the business of porn and... or maybe you've downloaded it on the internet, or you've—I don't know if you can buy it. If you can go to like a porn shop and get a DVD of Amy Fisher, it's on Red Light District.
When did that drop? When was it released? When was the big date?
In August.
Oh my God, August.
Her husband sold the sex tape.
I wonder if they've manufactured it yet.
You know, I always wonder why people make tapes. You know, I never in my life—I'm 35 years old—I've never made a tape ever, and I will never make a tape.
I don't think you should make a tape.
Yeah, I don't need to see. I don't personally need a
a record,
a rewind of what has happened. You know, and
it can help your performance though. You watch yourself and go, oh, I don't look that good that in that angle, and maybe I shouldn't let her see me like that.
I don't need to recap what has happened to my body and what has happened to look at it and you know rewind it. I don't need to watch myself. I had a buddy in, I still a good friend of mine. I actually won't say his name. He's on the radio. But he would videotape himself with this one chick he was dating for a while. And he said it was always like awkward because at the end of it, you know, he'd have to like walk over and you'd see him like walking over. And then in the beginning, he said he felt like such an idiot because he didn't remote start the camera.
Oh, yeah.
He'd like stand behind the camera, start it, and then like his white ass would appear.
Yeah, cheesy shot of his ass.
Yeah, cheesy shot as he walks over like to the bedroom or toward the bed. Oh, God.
But some guys really like to keep a record of every chick that they've banged on video. Have you ever seen Law and Order when they bust that guy and they open his closet and he's got like thousands of tapes?
Yeah, I recommend not taping because, I mean, you see with Pamela Anderson, someone, if you're a celebrity, definitely no taping. If it's, I mean, if you're just an ordinary person like us, I guess it's, for the average person, it could be a turn on. If you're a celebrity, definitely don't tape.
And but what if you're a school teacher? What if you hold some type of a position where you're held morally, you know, accountable for stuff? And in your private life, you make a tape and it gets stolen.
In college, and we'll take some phone calls on this, 520-9710 or 888-520-9710, especially if you've seen the Amy Fisher sex tape. If not, we can talk about the collection of homemade stuff you have back at the house. But I knew a guy in college who was, this is a very funny story, and the tape, because it was all on video, you know, old video camera, you know, it's like 1990. Mm-hmm. The story is classic, and the video is dynamite. He was dating this girl. I guess he was like dating her for like a month or two or whatever. And she didn't want to tape. You know, he was like into taping. So what he did was, down the hall, like in down, he left his bedroom door open or whatever. And, you know, outside the bedroom, like in another room, like there was like a linen closet or something. And he left it open and he had like towels around it and stuff like that. And he had the video rolling.
Right. He had a hidden camera, you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
That he hid himself. But, you know, she didn't see it because she wasn't thinking, obviously, that he would do that.
Right.
She had no idea. And there was, you know, all linens.
I have an issue with that. I think that if you're going to tape someone, you should tell them.
Well, he's having a sexual relationship with her, and I don't want to be graphic, but this is how I'll say it. This is how I explained it, I believe, to my friend Tim a couple of months ago. She was not facing him. We'll leave it that way.
Yes,
She was not facing him. However, he was facing the camera.
Gotcha.
And he's got his thumbs up, and he's waving to the camera, thumbs up.
So they were both facing the camera is what you're saying.
Exactly. And she can't see him.
Right.
He's got both thumbs up in the air. He's waving to the camera, making all sorts of, like, stupid.
That's like holding rabbit ears behind somebody in a photo. Yeah.
Shows it to everybody. I mean, invites every guy over, you know, from his, you know, fraternity. Every guy from campus, you know, he's like, you know, check this video out. And it was really funny, you know.
It's not funny.
Turns out he falls in love with this chick. He marries her.
And everybody's seen him bang her. Great.
They're still married. They're still married. He doesn't joke about it anymore.
I bet you know.
And to this day, I don't think she knows. I mean, I don't think he ever told her.
Dude, that's wrong. Listen, I say whatever you two want to do, if you're fully aware of it, great. You're not hurting anybody. But if you're taping some chick and she has no idea about it, I don't think that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't think that's cool because she leaves. You show your buddies this tape. It gets stolen. It gets leaked, someone buys it, and boom, you're all over the internet.
But just average people no one's going to steal it, right?
You don't know that. That's not true. I see stuff in the news all the time of professionals, anybody who's a principal, anybody who's in law enforcement, anybody who's a school teacher, anybody that you have a moral judgments put upon you, you can't do that stuff and have it come out.
All right, what are the ground rules for videotaping sex, because I guess the Amy Fisher story is reported by Yahoo today. This has turned out okay because she reconciled with her husband and she got like $100,000, at least it seems, as a six-figure payout. So the Amy Fisher sex tape, that's okay. It's all worked out fine. But what are the ground rules? Everybody needs to know. And by the way, I would assume that chicks listening, if they know they're being
taped,
they probably like get into it more. They probably act a little bit, and
if we would pose,
like right. Like if I knew I was being taped, I would probably act a little bit. I would probably try
suck
to,
in your stomach.
Right, I would try to enhance my performance a little bit. Let's go to Robbie in Woodland Hills on Free FM. Hi, Robbie.
Hey.
Now, is it Robert?
It's Robbie James. Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E.
Now it says here you work in porn.
Yes, I do. I'm an adult film actor, have been since 1998, and I've done a lot of work for Red Light Video.
All right, hold on one second, Robbie. Let me see if we know who you are. Jerry, hold on. All right, we'll go. Jerry,
wait, what's his last name?
Robbie James.
Because Jerry Wachowski of our show, literally for a living, used to review pornography.
Well, what company does he work for?
Red Light Video.
I don't work for Red Light. I work for anybody that hires me, but I have worked for Red Light many times.
I'm sure I've seen one of his films in the past. Yeah.
How many have you shot?
I just got off a Brandon Irons production not more than 15 minutes ago.
Wow. How many movies have you made?
400, probably.
Do you have a series that you can say on the air? Like a popular series?
Probably not on the air.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
I've done a lot of Barely Legal work for Hustler. Magazines for Hustler Magazine.
Have you made a lot of money?
It kind of comes and goes, really. I think I've made a lot of money, but you can't really save it because you never know when you're going to not make it, you know? Sometimes you get four or five scenes a week. Sometimes you don't get nothing.
Is it Robert?
It's Robbie.
All right.
R-O-B-B-I-E, James.
James.
Hey, now, Robbie, have you ever gone the gay way?
Have I got what?
Have you ever gone the gay way?
No, I don't do gay porn.
Okay.
Never have. Never will. I don't think you can find a picture of me naked by myself.
Hey, by the way, most of the time, don't they ask when they're putting together the gay porn? Don't they ask like straight guys to do it? And a lot of them say yes, don't they?
They get a lot of money.
It's funny because there are a couple of guys and I tonight on set were just talking about this very same thing. And I know guys that do gay porn that are straight. They're called gay for pay. Yep. And they all work in San Diego. I don't think they're around the San Fernando Valley too much.
So that's like in your business, that's water cooler talk. You know, you all kind of just...
Yeah, it's water cooler talk, and you shouldn't mix the two sides, gay or straight. They should stay away from each other.
So now, did you have a hot chick today?
Yeah.
No, you laughed. You didn't. That means you didn't, right?
Yeah, she was hot.
For real?
Not all of them are.
I know that. That's why I asked the
hot
question.
Hot face or hot body?
Probably 6 out of 10 of them aren't, but the 4 that make up for the other 6 are good enough.
Hey, Robbie, was this one hot face or hot body?
She was a cute girl. I mean, she was average with a really pretty face. Black chick.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, you know who is in here? We can't say her last name because we're not allowed to.
Right.
We can only say her first name, but Courtney was here. A few weeks ago, and she said that I don't know if you heard this, Sam, or if I even told you this, because I've told everybody.
Right.
I'm real proud of it. She said that I could do, like, she would put me in one of her movies.
Yes, and I said that because she saw the size of your hands and just
assumed. That's right. Yeah, because she said, you know, like, it's about average guys, you know, because Tim said I'm an average-looking guy. I'm not, like, a stud, and actually I'm overweight, I'm bald, you know.
You know what, though? But you're describing Ron Jeremy right there.
Yeah, but that look is out. I thought that look was totally out. She said no, she would put me in the movie, and I said, well, I'm intimidated. I would need some sort of, like, you know, Levitra or something like that. And she said, you know what? It's only 25 minutes. She said you would have to perform for 25 minutes. Does that sound about right to you, Robbie?
Oh, yeah. Depends on if you're just doing like a pro-am thing and you're going to shoot a quick boy-girl for 25 minutes, yeah, that sounds about right. But if you're doing a feature film that takes all day, sometimes your scene's 3 hours long. What time they're...
Easy, dude. All right, so now, have you seen the Amy Fisher...
No, I haven't, but I want to. And Joey Buttafuoco's his sets are pretty good at his house. It's kind of convenient that she has a sex tape out and the very same guy has his house up for shoots.
Oh, Joey Buttafuoco rents out his house for porn shoots?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that to be true. I mean, if you're saying that's true, then
a lot of people do it.
Have you done? Yeah. Have you been at his house? Yeah. Have you performed in his home?
Yes, I have.
I see. How old are you?
I'm 37.
All right. Oh, so the clock's ticking on you, dude. Right? I mean, for that.
Well, I look like I'm about 25. So I've got a nice athletic build. I'm not 37 as you averagely think of people to be 37.
Now, let me ask you, Robbie, does John Wayne Bobbitt have a big career?
I don't think so. I think he's hauling boxes in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, because I know he was a novelty there for a little bit.
He was a novelty for a couple of companies way back in the early 90s, I think, but I don't know too much about that guy.
Now, have you ever done Small People, Robbie? Have you ever done Bridget the Midget, let's say?
No, I haven't, but I've done Teeny Tyler. It's called Sex Circus.
Sex Circus?
Yeah.
See, there's a title we could say on air.
All right. Robbie, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it.
All right, man.
All right. See you, dude.
Wow. Would you do a little person?
I don't know. I think I would have to meet her, and if she was like, you know, if I was attracted, you know, I guess I would, but...
Because I'm thinking of Bridget the Midget. She is...
I would not do. No,
she's beautiful.
I would not.
She is beautiful.
Yeah,
but small. A small person.
Would not do that.
I don't think she can handle you.
This is Amy on Free FM. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, you're a porn reviewer?
Yeah, I actually review for Playboy.
Oh, you do?
I do.
All right, so you have seen the Amy Fisher homemade sex tape.
I have seen the entire thing.
No.
And I was so disappointed.
Really?
Now.
Oh, my God. It was awful.
Understand that we're on the air. So, you know, this is not Playboy radio. We have FCC regulations here. But
I can't say it was awful.
No, you can say it was awful, but I'm going to ask you to get a little more in detail, but you can't go too far. You know,
can't be too descriptive about the sex acts.
What? How is her body? Like, are her breasts attractive and firm, or what's?
I will give Amy Fisher this. For her age, she looks wonderful. Her body is beautiful. It's very tight.
I told you.
All the female anatomy looks wonderful. Her face, she looks really, really well put together. That is not a problem. Her husband, on the other hand,
he's the problem.
Is a terrifying looking man.
But isn't that good, though, Amy? Because guys watching porn, they don't want to see a good looking guy in there. They don't want to get intimidated. They want to picture someone like them, the average Joe, banging that hot chick.
Well, yeah, but then he should go ahead and he should bang her. He's not doing that.
He what? Is he not doing it?
She's by herself?
I will give you the perfect example of what's going on. This is obviously...
Wait a minute. Hold on. In the tape, they are not having sex, or they are having sex?
They are having sex, but not the way that somebody who goes out and buys a porno movie wants to see someone having sex.
I see. Okay, so it's not staged sex. It's really... it's not shot... You know, it's a home movie. It's just...
The problem is it's overstaged.
Oh, jeez.
There's a point when they are lying in bed and they have a mirror that's up against the head of the bed, and he's staring at himself in the mirror to the point where it's like those guys in the gym when they're flexing and going, look at me.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, I like to look at my muscles. You're going, what are you doing? Look at your wife.
I once banged a guy like that.
It's like those wise guys like, hey, all right, I'm going to give it to you. We're going to get pizza after this.
Now, what do you think should be the ground rules, Amy, since you're a professional, if a dude listening or a chick listening, if they're into taping where they tape themselves, and maybe, you know, they don't tape all the time, but maybe they do. Maybe some people are really into it and they tape every time they have sex, they tape it. Or they tape once or twice a week or once a month or a few times a year. What are the ground rules? And seriously, how should people prepare for that?
If they're going to do it and they're only going to watch it for themselves,
yes,
or they want to actually submit it somewhere.
No. It's just for themselves.
It's just for themselves, and the ground rules are have fun. Put the camera in a place where, you know, maybe get it up on the ceiling. Get it somewhere that it's out of the way, you're not paying attention to the camera, and you're paying attention to each other.
So it helps
to
have a tripod.
It's about enjoying each other.
We need to go to break! All right, Jerry, hold on. Jerry.
What?
That's Jerry, our producer. He's an idiot.
So a tripod is what you're suggesting. Put the camera up high. Right, get a good view
and
of
you're
the room.
You're also suggesting, Amy, to ignore the camera.
Absolutely. Absolutely ignore the camera. This is not... Nobody in an actual porno movie is looking into the camera. At some points, maybe, but that's when the director, you know, tells them to say something to the camera. But the people that I have spoken to that are in the industry, those that I review all the time, they're there because they love it, because they enjoy having sex. And what Amy Fisher and her husband were doing did not look enjoyable. It was staged, and it looked like two people who went, you know what, our bank account's low, and we need to figure out a way to put a couple bucks in it.
Right, so this is not something that you'd see like on naughty amateur home videos. They would not make the cut.
Oh, God, no.
Well, that's pretty cool.
We're fine. They smile. She wasn't smiling.
Wow. Singing about boners.
Timmy, please. It's Conway and Whitman filling in for Conway. Thanks for the call, Amy. We appreciate it. Sam Phillips is here, man. Slamming Sammy.
Joined at your hip, buddy.
And doing a great job. We're talking about videotaping your chick or videotaping your dude when you guys are hitting it. And I guess what we learned from the professional porn reviewer from Playboy Radio is to ignore the camera. Pretend there's not a camera in the room. The posing for the camera, the flexing in front of the camera, not good.
I don't really mind all of that. I want...
Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying, I want them to look good in the porn that I'm watching. I don't want them not paying attention to the point where they look bad.
And by the way, if you look bad, like if you look like me, if you're overweight, if you have like some hair on your back... turn the camera off. You're a bad candidate to be taping.
Or at least don't be in the forefront of the shot. Put yourself behind the girl.
Right. Hide yourself, like behind a sofa or something.
Hide the bulk.
Yes. Mask yourself somehow, please.
With like a beard.
Like just get in bed. Get under the sheets or whatever. 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.